Well, now, joining me on the show, as we switch to more local things, is Christine Zahorek. She is the head of the Illinois Democratic County Chairs Association, McHenry County Democratic Chair, 14th Congressional District Democratic State Central Committee Woman. Christine, thanks for joining me.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So I mentioned about how with all of these titles, you've got a pretty full load here of business card duties here.
Yes, but that certainly is true. However, they are compatible, I think, titles and duties for sure.
Now, you became the new head of the Democratic County Chairs on November 10th after Doug House's tenure there. And, you know, obviously part of the Democratic County Chairs was to help operate the Blue Wave operation that was seated by J.B. Pritzker. And, yeah. I mean, I would imagine it's for a lot of these counties, they had never really received any funding before to, you know, be able to put together a field operation.
Yes, and I think that, part of that effort was not so much candidate or campaign specific, but again, reaching across the state and actually building that county party structure in a real way. Not just, again, looking at a specific campaign, but building that infrastructure and supporting county parties in doing what their jobs really should be. Building precinct committee persons, making sure you're appointing Democratic election judges, things of that nature.
And a lot of this were in counties where there really wasn't any kind of a structure to do that or had never.
But also just wasn't as robust as we would like them to be.
And, I mean, as you look at Tuesday's results, I mean, what does that tell you about the party and about going forward?
I think that at least in terms of the County Chairs Association, that Doug has left a really good framework to continue to build on. And certainly I would say that Illinois did see a blue wave. However, that wave didn't necessarily reach all parts of the state. In certain parts of central and southern Illinois, there's been characterized a red tide, if you will. And I think that that's only part of the story, that in those counties, similar to McHenry, where up until this election cycle, perhaps we would have been characterized as more conservative, that there were still positive things that came out, in part due to that Blue Wave effort, where we narrowed the margins, or again, we started to build that infrastructure. I was speaking with a fellow county chair just the other day, and they didn't really have, if you looked at the numbers, they didn't have a lot of wins on the books.
Mm-hmm.
But what they did have is, again, narrowing that margin and starting to build on the ground people that have a real sense now on how to run campaigns or how to get out the vote that they didn't have before, that kind of structure, which is, again, I think, another measure of our success with that blue wave.
Now, I know, you know, with McHenry, that kind of is a county that's still kind of a reflection of a bit of the divide that exists between mm-hmm. urban and rural, as it were. And,
yeah.
You know, obviously, when you look at what happened in the collar counties, which really was a replica of what happened in 2016 in the presidential, where the collar counties, all except McHenry, went Democratic for Hillary
right.
Clinton. But one of the things I think when as Democrats look, they look at how red the southern part of the state has gotten,
mm-hmm.
and how red the more rural areas of the state has gotten. And I'm kind of curious, because you're kind of in that border area, you know, what do Democrats need to do in those areas to attract those? And a lot of those areas were Democratic at one time, deep south.
Yes, absolutely. And again, I think that's part of the challenge for the association is reaching back out into those communities and having those conversations on values to find where there is commonality and mutual value issues, right? So, you know, years and years and years ago, I worked for Senator Simon out in D.C., and I remember he would tell us, you know, even if you're reaching across the aisle and working with folks that you think that perhaps you don't have any commonality with, you find it, even if it's something simple like the sky is blue and you can agree on that, right?
I'm not sure people can agree on the sky being blue anymore in this climate. Just have that feeling.
I don't know. I mean, I certainly have. I'm more optimistic. I think that you can. And being able to hear the concerns of fellow Illinoisans, where I think we had a governor previously who spent a lot of energy and effort trying to divide us, whether it was, you know, between the urban and the suburban, between the suburban and the rural, between central Illinois, southern Illinois, and the northern part. You know, I think that that kind of rhetoric hopefully is now gone and stopped, and we can understand that we all are Illinoisans and have similar desires and goals for our families and our future.
Well, I mean, I've always thought one of the greatest strengths of this state is the diversity that exists in this state, including the regional and geographic diversity. But again, in this kind of polarized atmosphere, I'm not sure there can be any kind of kumbaya moment. I mean, truly, you look at the 200th bicentennial of the state is December 3rd, and they had to move it to a smaller venue because they couldn't sell enough tickets. That almost, to me, is kind of a reflection of where Illinois is today.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think that I look at it in a more optimistic...
See, that's the reporter in me. I have to be, you know, the cynic, right?
But I think what's really wonderful about this last election is that you did have such a diverse engagement of people that had never come out or participated in elections the way that they had this time. We had, in particular, women coming out and engaging and in stepping out of their comfort zone like never before. You know, I think about my own county and some of the women who, again, other than a civic lesson years ago in their life when they were in school, had never really engaged. They might have voted, although perhaps not consistently in elections, but really kind of coming out of the woodwork, stepping up and wanting to engage in ways that really tested their comfort level. I have a woman in particular that I'm thinking of who, you know, first kind of came out and said, you know, what can I do? How can I be helpful? Right? I want to engage. Never knocked a door in her life, never made a phone call that was political in her life. And, you know, ended up not only knocking doors and making phone calls, organizing her neighborhood and her cul-de-sac, and going on to being a poll watcher. I mean, it was just really kind of incredible to me because, again, she was indicative of a lot of folks, a lot of women in this past election cycle that were stepping up and really engaging.
We're speaking with Christina Zahorek. She is the new head of the Illinois Democratic County Chairs Association. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. On this Sunday morning, I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune. This is your Sunday Spin. We're speaking with Christina Zahorek. She is head of the Illinois Democratic County Chairs Association. She's also the McHenry County Democratic Chair. And Christina, before the break, we were talking about, you know, just what a wave of women voters there were and women candidates that were successful in this election. And I guess, you know, is this a one-time thing? Well, and how does somebody in your position keep it from being a one-time thing?
Yeah, I certainly hope not. And you know, part of my goal is to make sure that we continue to engage women and those pop-up organizations that kind of came out to do that civic engagement, and not only just women, but certainly women of color as well, to give them agency and voice in the process where perhaps they didn't before or didn't understand or know that they could have agency, right? Because, again, I think that what we saw certainly in, for example, in the 14th, congressional.
Mm-hmm.
Correct, which is, you know, my state hat, state party hat. We did see really kind of an amazing coalition that was created in part, you know, around this concern and eventually, I think, anger about a elected official who did not represent and or was unwilling to engage with his electorate. So I think that I do believe that a lot of those women that stepped up to engage on that level are going to stay engaged. And if they weren't candidates this time, I think that they very well may be candidates this next cycle, whether that's at the municipal level, whether that's at the school board level, or at the township level, or even higher up as we move forward to 2020.
And the 14th Congressional District, of course, is where Democrat Lauren Underwood defeated her Republican incumbent there. And, of course, a lot of that, too, was health care, which seemed to be a kind of a galvanizing issue for women in both campaigns and for getting out the vote.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, obviously that's an issue that touches everyone. And, you know, I also believe that for women in particular, you know, we often fulfill a couple of different roles on that issue. Not only are we ourselves users of health care, but we often provide that health care, right? Or we see it on a couple of levels, particularly these, you know, a lot of the women that we were talking about that were coming out of a certain age, not only are concerned about their own health care, perhaps, but more so, I think, are concerned about their loved ones, whether it's their parents, whether it's their spouses or their children.
We have a call from Ron. Ron, welcome to the Sunday Spin.
Yes, good morning, Rick, to your guests. I'd like to ask you to address a concern as far as citizens like myself about the total concentration. You speak about the blue wave, but you look at all the top elected positions held by Democrats. So I just think democracy works better when there is some separation of power. We look at the power of Mike Madigan, Albert Pritzker. So yeah, maybe you can just address that concern as a citizen of the state. I really have some concerns about that. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Ron. Christina?
I'm sorry, was the concern that
The Democrats have too much power in the state now that they have all of the statewide offices, they've got supermajorities in the legislature. How do you address the issue of whether Democrats have, there's too much concentration of power in this state?
We often talk about Democrats as being a big tent with a variety of viewpoints under that tent. And often it is, you know, we talk about Democrats as being difficult, as if we're herding a bunch of cats, right? So my response, I think, is that while I understand the caller's concern, I do believe that when we look at everything that our previous governor did to this state in terms of damaging our state, I think that is imperative that we have the Democrats that we have elected or needed in order to put the state back on the right path and moving us forward in a positive direction for all of our citizens here in Illinois.
And, of course, obviously with power comes the need to perform.
Correct.
And
I thought you were going to quote Spider-Man.
That you will never hear from me is quoting.
Great responsibility.
Well, but it's true.
Which is absolutely
the late Stan Lee. Yes, but yeah. I mean, it now. I mean, the onus is truly on the party to produce results.
It is, and I think there's a willingness, though, among the powers that be to do that.
Is that your optimism?
I'm sorry?
Is that your optimism? No,
you
just mean.
I think it's also true. I think there is a expressed willingness to move our state in the right direction and put us back on the right track.
That's
we were there prior to Browner. And I think that there is a willingness amongst all of those who are elected to continue on that path now that he's no longer there.
That's Christina Zahorek. She's head of the Illinois Democratic County Chairs Association. Thank you so much for joining me. And I know we'll be talking a lot as we progress to future elections.
And thank you so much for having me, Rick.